You're listening to Sheep Farm. This is episode 228. This episode won't be as long as usual episodes. It's only just over an hour long. There won't be a members hour. The reason being is we're doing the live show at the weekend and we've been a trifle busy this week. I think I've recorded about three podcasts already this week. Anyway, it is available at sheepfarm.co.uk and Podomatic to download for everybody. There you go. I'm going to play a song as well. Someone sent me this song in, Richard. It's called The Government Always Lies. I said I'd play the entire song. I will play it now at the beginning and then enjoy the show. Cheers.
Bye.
That was Richard Snow. You can catch his YouTube channel under that name, Richard Snow, on YouTube. And a few songs. There's a really good video that goes with that song. You can also catch Trevor John's songs. I think it's A Random Free Human. I think it's called that. He writes some really good songs as well. I'm going to play one of Trevor's songs next time. So let's get on with the show. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Good evening, everybody. Hopefully you can hear us loud and clear. Audio sound okay, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah, yours sounds all right as well. All right, here we go. We're back with another weekly Sheep Farm podcast. This is episode 228, I do believe. Hosted on our bullshit platform through our Big Chill mics. Joining me tonight, as usual, is our Chris. The format is simple. We release four shows a month. Members get full podcast plus download, as non-members get part one plus download. All new shows are released on Saturdays. always on our private bullshit platform. We also release part one out on Podomatic that distribute it out to Spotify, Amazon, Audible, and Apple, and all the usual suspects. Join Chris on Instagram. I think he's gathering pace now with his subscriber base.
Yeah, there's quite a few people in there now. Yeah,
yeah. Might be, make a bus queue up.
Talking to Big Till Mags, I looked on Dave Murphy just released a video.
Right,
okay. I listened to it all a couple of days ago.
We're not saying Dave's a big shill, by the way. That's irony.
No, I'm not saying that. But in the comments, somebody put, because Dave's got a massive mic, someone put, mentioned us and said, that looks like a sheep fan, big chill mic. And someone underneath it put, I was going to say that.
In fairness, we didn't come up with that, Chris.
What?
I can't claim that we came up with big chill mic, can we?
No, but someone called us shills for having big mics.
No, it? No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It's,
that was given to us just like thick as mince.
we get given a lot of insults, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah. It's a good job we've got broad shoulders and we can take it.
Well, that thick as mince, I've made a frigging vest out of it.
Yeah, T-shirt out of it.
embrace the insults.
embrace the insults, yeah. Be at one with your insults.
We were talking to Matt yesterday and I was saying where it came from. It was Big Shill Mike. Like we're shills because we've got Big Shill Mics, tick. Merch shop, tick.
And bullshit platform, tick.
And new other, yeah. New other things, yeah.
and several other insults as well. Sorry, from spitting my teeth out. I've actually had two out.
Right.
So, yeah.
Out of the four you've got left. But the...
Cuddles the chimp.
This is the most impromptu we've done. You literally said we'll do it. We might as well do it live about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is probably the most impromptu one that we've ever done.
And you know what Misty says? When the last one we did live, I said, oh, look at this one we're doing live. Yeah. And no interest in what we're doing. She came and she went, oh, house looks tidy. Mm. That were all she cared about. But this one, I've got loads of box bags. I'm having the kitchen done.
Yeah. Do you know that hospital that's on that where all them penguins are clapping outside?
Yeah.
2020? That's at St. Thomas's Hospital. And Matt Sergio pointed out that is where William Sargent worked. You know, the guy that we've been mentioning in the Jane Asher research who worked with Dr. Ewan Cameron.
Right. All right.
That was where he was based mainly. He's there in the Maudsley and a few other places with Richard Asher. And Boris Johnson went in there for reprogramming in April 2020, if you remember, and came out with that like he'd been electrocuted.
Yeah.
Probably had. Or shown the gates of hell. But his mum actually died in there.
So is that, what's it called, that hospital again?
St. Thomas's.
Is that the reprogramming hospital, do you think? Well, got a little MK Ultra dungeon at bottom.
The guy that ran the psychiatric ward there was sent to America by the intelligence community to bring back MK Ultra from Dr. Ewan Cameron. So you don't have to join many dots up there, Chris.
The probably is, joking aside, an MK Ultra little dungeon cell somewhere.
MK Ultra wing.
Yeah. I'm surprised you've got anyone on here. How did anybody know that this was
happening? I haven't a clue, Chris. I did send an email out. But,
right. I didn't even have a chance to put it on Instagrams.
No. It was one of those ones where, should we put it live? Yeah, let's do it live for this week.
Yeah.
So we've got not many notes, actually. So
The reason we're doing it is because we're doing the thing up north this weekend.
I'm already up north, Chris.
I'm going up north this weekend. Yeah.
You're living in Shandyswillshire. It's weird how I call people Shandyswillers and yet down south. Yeah, I don't even drink. I'm the ultimate Shandyswiller.
Mm. Yeah. I've made these as well. I'm bringing these up north. Let me show you. I was showing these to you. They just happened. They're not on my desk for that reason. But I made these. The ultimate. Where is my camera? Sheep farm bottle stop.
Right.
With a matching sheep farm bottle opener, which you can also. It's not finished because I was just showing Don.
Don't put it over your eye or you won't just be a shill.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine? Well, sheep farm bottle opener.
Look into my eye, look into my eye.
But it's got sheep farm. I feel like QVC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've painted about a dozen up today. just to take up with me, just to try and flog them. But I think that's a nice little sheep farm symbol.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wrap them in a nice cardboard box for Christmas.
Can you sense my excitement?
I know you're not interested, are you?
No, this I am, actually.
I get excited about things like this.
He made them in his shed.
Made them in my shed.
Didn't you?
Yeah. And without selling more stuff, I've also done a new T-shirt design, which I think is one of my favourites. I did this one for me.
You can't see that, really, Chris.
Hang on a minute.
It's quite an actual trendy design, that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going for. Something different. Right.
It's actually like a replay, that. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Has that got special, like, bitch tit edition?
It says... It says sheep farm.
Damn boobs. Yeah.
Established 2020 under duress. It's a tiny club, but I'm in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I don't give me shit for trying to plug his wares.
I'm not.
No, not you. We meant anyone else. Because I'm actually just showing my artwork off. That's what I'm doing it for.
You know, if you knew how many we sold, you'd take a piece out of us for bothering doing them.
I don't want to be that guy, but it's the same with my sculptures. Though I like showing people. I mean, but you know, I don't care if anyone buys them or not. It's just what I do, isn't it? So what do you do? Yeah. You know, anyway. I told people about this, but about 2% of people are interested. But you tell them anyway, don't you?
Yeah, of course you do. So we've got a live event this coming Saturday that's in Huddersfield. And then we've got another one in a few weeks' time with Mark and John Hamer that's sold out. But we've also, I think now, am I right in saying this, Chris? We've negotiated one.
Yeah, we've negotiated one in London.
Central London, yeah. On the 27th of September, which is a Saturday. So anybody interested in that, if you want to send an email to info@sheepfarm.co.uk, it's in central London because we've been getting asked to go.
When we were looking for one south, I've contacted a few in Cambridge, but I don't really get any response. And I contacted one in London and it seems like it's a go-go.
Yeah.
So depending on what response we get, we'll book it. Which is quite exciting. It seems like Matt Devlin's on board with us as well.
Yeah, and I think the format's slightly different on that one because it's at a comedy club. So obviously we've got to find places that will host things that we talk about. And so it's going to be at a comedy club that are quite open-minded.
But it'd only be like a 3 hour, it wouldn't be like the one up north where it goes on longer. It'd be like
all
a
three hour
stint.
Yeah.
But if it works out all right, we'll be able to do one there again.
Yeah. Central London location. So we won't name the place just yet. But it is in whereabouts is it in London, Chris? I mean, it's a comedy club, and whereabouts is it in London? It's not going to take right much working out, is it?
Yeah, it's in the East End.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty central. And my missus will probably come to this one. And have a few bevvies after. Make sure there's a bar after, so people can chat and wherever you.
Right.
But it'd be only a 3 hour thing, 6 o'clock finish, and then you can have a night out in London, do whatever you want.
Right. So somebody met my missus at a clinic this week and said, emailed and said, I'm punching above my weight.
I get that quite a lot. I've heard that quite a few times, yeah. You're punching.
Yeah. Punching.
Fair enough.
Punching, maybe.
Sod off. Cat's ear. Sod off. Such a whiny little.
So I've been putting some archive videos on recently to see how they go.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea because a lot of people who jumped the fence in 2020, as we say, have seen a lot of that old stuff that a lot of other people are familiar with. We're going to talk about the Aaron Russo one.
Well, I will do after we've gone about what
if I don't interrupt you.
Yeah. No, crack on. Yeah.
No, we're going to say, because you put an Aaron Russo one up there, which I don't know if everyone's seen that one. But I remember, I rewatched it a few months ago. I think you can watch it on Rumble. And you put it on YouTube and it got deleted.
Yeah.
And Aaron Russo was the producer of, what's that
Trading film called?
Trading Places. And then he went on to make some films about the banking system. And then Alex Jones interviewed him. About the fact that he became friends with one of the Rockefellers, didn't he? And he was coming out and talking about everything because this Rockefeller wanted him in the gang, if you like.
Yeah.
And then ended up dead.
Yeah.
But I'd recommend going and watching the Alan Russo interview on Rumble. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is very, very interesting indeed.
This is my cat Hamish.
But he got turned off after, I think, 3 days. I think it had 3,000 or 4,000 views. What YouTube were telling us views. And it was going up quite quick, actually, for us, for our things. And they turned it off. They didn't actually give us a strike either.
Yeah.
There were no strike. It were... anyway, they've changed the policies a little bit of ScrewTube recently. They don't like banning people. I think they don't like the bad publicity. But anyway,
every now and again, it changes how everything works on that thing. Because I still watch YouTube late at night. But now, out of all the things that I've subscribed to, I get notifications about weird stuff 3 years and 4 years old that I've got no interest in. It's very odd.
Yeah. Well, somebody mentioned here about the weird, the hot weather. Well, I was watching Maya Ewan play today. Granted, it were right on tops at this local cricket club in top on the Pennines. And I had my coat on, a hoodie on, and obviously a T-shirt on. It were freezing.
Freezing down here today.
I'm still sort of warming up now. But it said, this GT380 man said said it was hotter than average today. Said it were 9 degrees over average. And when they got home, it were 13 degrees in the garden.
Yeah, and they have that. Yeah. I mean, it's been red hot down here this week, and then today.
Somebody's put, is Hamish your handler?
Yeah. I call him Furball. Yeah. Hamish Funzie. I call him Hamish Funzie Furballs.
Yeah.
we did a little one with Matt Devlin yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like I said, we're doing that one this week, and we're a bit pushed for time this week, aren't we?
Well, I must have recorded about 6 hours this week. I were on with Bajerski on at the weekend.
All right, yeah, you were.
Week at Sunday, we did nearly 2 hours with Mark Devlin. Yeah,
you could release the Bajerski one this Saturday. Yeah. As well.
Yeah, Mike, if I can download it. I'm having problems downloading YouTube videos at the minute. They change the algorithm.
Right.
No, don't like you downloading them. But anyway, see if we can get the download, put the audio out.
Right. I mentioned when we spoke to Mike yesterday, I've been watching those Black Mirrors that have come on Netflix. And I was watching the one, what's that guy called? Paul Giamatti, is it? I do like the Black Mirrors. I can't believe
that Paul Giamatti, Tom Hanks's cousin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's in one, and they get to this point where they're talking about this woman who he knows has had a baby, and he says, "Who did she have the baby with?" And the woman says, "Some crazy conspiracy theorist who ended up dying a divock."
Right.
And you just think, just plant that in there, right in the middle of, you know, a very popular Netflix TV series. I've watched all of them, to be fair. Yeah. But I can't believe one guy, Charlie Brooker, wrote all them. I really can't.
Well, I think a lot of these authors now, as well as screenwriters and things like that, it just has their brand name at the front of it.
But he's not a big brand, team of writers, though. There's no reason for him to be that.
It doesn't matter. Somebody's put in there to be that edgy type of brand, hasn't it? Mm. It's like...
I used to watch him. I used to think he was very edgy. I mean, I've got one of his books somewhere. Mm. He used to do that screen wipe where he'd take the piss out of politics and whatever. But then when Divock landed, he didn't. He talks about
funnily
it
enough.
As a fact. Yeah. I think he's on BBC and anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of them floating about.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the Matrix brothers, the Wachowskis. Sisters or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, I was asking you, maybe we should do a dive on them because it'd be interesting to know.
I wouldn't want to do a dive on them, thank you.
Well, the point is they both became transgendered, didn't they?
Yeah.
Two brothers, weird, and one went, and the other one went after. But my point to you was that...
That was similar to me and you turning up as Dominique and Christine. This is a new...
The point is... everyone quotes the Matrix, don't they?
Yeah.
So for whatever reason,
yeah.
I mean, there was inside knowledge in that film you made by two young men, soon to become women. But the knowledge and esoteric information in there, never mind the 9/11 symbology and all that, all the stuff that's packed into that film. Mm. Not so much the second and third one; they kind of went off on a kilter, didn't they?
Yes.
But I mean, it's a brilliant film. I always thought they should have, I suppose they didn't know they were going to make the second film. They should have left the reveal till the second, halfway through the second one. Because they kind of
probably didn't realize how popular.
No, they didn't. I don't think they knew they were going to get to make a two and three. That's why. But brilliant anyway, films.
Hugely popular, wasn't it?
But then you also forget that they made Cloud Atlas as well.
Yeah.
I read the book of that actually, and the film was quite a good interpretation of it. And it goes through, it's basically reincarnation, isn't it? The same characters reincarnated in different stages of life. And then they made another one called, which goes right under the radar, Jupiter Rising. I don't know if anyone saw that sci-fi film. But literally about a race of people who extinguish planets to get a formula from them for everlasting life. So they just live forever. But to live forever, they have to extinguish entire planets.
Which in a way is what we're talking about with what's been going on with the sort of like eugenics and things like that.
They're
actually looking for longevity.
Exactly. Well, it's up there with the, I don't know if you can say that word, the achrome thing. It's up there with that. It's up there with eugenics. It's up there with everything. Mm-hmm. And they're at a point where you can't worry about these people because we've got to wipe them out to live on.
Right. Nice of them.
Mm.
Did it remind you of anybody?
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's, I'm trying to upload this image. I think it's that one I need to upload.
Oh, got a little bottle of wine there. I didn't see that.
A sneaky bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Sneaky bottle of wine, Chris. Yeah. If you're wondering why Chris has got loads of crap behind him, he's having his kitchen done.
Yeah. Which means I'm just eating shitty takeaways all week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably have a look at that at some point later on, just in my spare time.
But it's a good one, because, like I said, we all talk about The Matrix, and that scene out of The Matrix is like that bit out of The Matrix. But where did it come from? From Warner Brother.
Yeah.
Are they the good... You said something funny over there. Are they... Because I was saying, are they the good guys? Are they warning us of something? And then you said maybe they got trannified because they were a punishment.
Yeah.
Who knows, though?
Well, talking of that, see how this picture comes up now? You see that picture there? So somebody sent me this. I mean, this is just a snapshot, really, of all these people whose kids, famous people, whose kids have gone from E to she or she to E.
Yeah, there's more than that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, tons of that, more than that. I can see, you know, there's quite a few that they've missed.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
A Scottish guy?
Yeah. Who's going out with Doctor Who's daughter? How mad's that?
Yeah.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
It is weird.
I'm Doctor Who, so I'm going to go out with Doctor Who's daughter.
But if you put statistically the amount of people you know, and then you've got all these folk who've got transgender kids, it doesn't balance out, does it?
No,
it's a bit like black people in adverts.
Well, that.
The number doesn't balance.
No, just doesn't balance, and that supersedes all you arty farty fucking limp-wristed fuckers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like they got told to do it.
Yeah. How could he get told to do that, though? I mean, if you look at Megan Fox's three boys, all of them dressed as girls. All of them. Three. Didn't Robert De Niro actually do a film about being a transvestite once? I'm sure he did. Wasn't it some kind of comedy? Going back 25 years ago.
He played a transvestite in Stardust.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, I didn't watch the film, but...
good film. Comic book.
Weird?
I think that's a Neil Gaiman one. He's the one that comic book artist who's in trouble for.
Yeah,
I think it's a Neil Gaiman one. That Stardust, I think it was.
Right,
I think it was a book.
Right. What about Trump with the ex jihadist ISIS leader who's now president of Syria?
Is he Al Qaeda leader, not ISIS?
Yeah, Al Qaeda. Well, he's one. Well, anyway, does it really matter? Al Qaeda, ISIS.
It does matter, though, because Al Qaeda are all right now. ISIS is still evil.
Right.
So those people we spent 10, 20 years trying to wipe out in Afghanistan now run Syria.
Right. But that's freedom.
But they're all right now. They've calmed down. They've had a cookie and a glass of milk. And everything's all right. They don't hate you anymore. It's just ISIS you've got to watch out for.
Yeah. In it, weird how one man's, I know it's an old phrase, but one man's freedom fighters, another man's terrorists, or whichever way around it is.
Well, I can't help thinking that we're possibly the bad guys.
But the royal we.
Yeah. As in, yeah, the West, England. It's just funny, isn't it? I saw something today about Trump taking, and you just think this stuff, it's just fired at us, isn't it, to fry his brains and use up all his energy.
Annoying.
Trump's took an airplane off Saudi Arabia.
Qatar,
I thought it was Saudi Arabia.
No, Qatar. He sold a load of weapons to Saudi Arabia.
All right.
They need more weapons. They've got to guard that sand.
But also he said, he's going to use it as Air Force One, and then when he's not president, he's going to take it back. It's just, this stuff's just thrown out there to cause reaction, isn't it?
Well, I know in Saudi Arabia.
I can give a shit if he takes an airplane off Saudi Arabia. Or
in Saudi Arabia, he's got a new Trump. It's not Trump Towers, but I think it's like Trump, where there's loads of apartments and things like that. I forget what the resort or something like that is called. Trump Resort, I think that's in Qatar.
Right. Ah, right, yes, that's right, yeah.
I think there's new Trump Towers in Dubai, I think. Mm.
Talking of the transgender thing, I was saying to you and Mike yesterday, me and Lou were watching Top of the Pops, them old ones, and it was in 1984, and Divine was on there. It was, you know, slightly horrendously looking, man dressed as a woman. But you have thoughts back, and me and Lou watching it. I remember it coming out. I remember watching that bit of Top of Pops because it was one of the things you watched. No one cared, did they? No one gave a shit.
No.
No one cared. You're like, oh, it's a bit inappropriate. Whatever.
Just say that again.
What?
Ooh.
But no one gave a damn, did they?
No.
Well, you know, it just. And I was saying to you and Mac as well, that guy who sang You Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right. He's there, Campus Christmas. No one cared. No one gave a shit.
No.
Boy, George, nobody did care. No one cared. No one cared.
Nobody cared. No. I remember
this stuff.
To Hacienda, ended up in some strange clubs.
What was that gay bar called in after
Manchester? Mantos.
Mantos, that was right. I went.
You know what that meant?
Man touched your toes. Yeah, I went there a few times.
I was going to go to the toilets, looked in the cubicle, two pair of Doc Martens face it the same way, about turned and walked out. Yeah.
That just means you do a kissing.
And facing the same way. It must have had weird legs.
Same way?
No, yeah, like off that way.
Oh, that way. All right, okay. Yeah.
Come on, Chris, get with it.
Morning.
Yeah. Morning. No. Sorry, they interrupt something.
Oh, now you are.
Yeah. At 4 a.m.
I told you that. I did tell that, sorry. I don't know what to say again.
No, don't tell it. Don't tell it. But the strange thing is that we, our generation, you know, whatever, 50, 60 to whatever, even from the 60s, sorted out racism and homophobia. I'm sure it still exists. I'm sure existed. Sure it exists today. But, you know, nobody...
Not as much as the telly tells you it does.
No, nobody cared. I mean, if you listen to the TV, right, you'd think as soon as you walked out your house, there was somebody running around with a sword.
Yeah.
On every corner. And I'm not saying there aren't places like that, but even when you listen to people who are commenting on, say, Britain, and I'm not saying it's a great place, by the way, I'm not saying it's not being run shite or anything like that, or it's going downhill, I do think that, but the way that their perception is that's given to them by the media is that everybody's running around with axes and stuff.
Well, do you remember in the 90s, I'm guessing around the time that Stephen Lawrence thing happened, wherever that became, it did become something, didn't it? But tourism from America stopped coming to England because of knife crime. They were terrified of getting stabbed. I lived in London then.
But that was 25 years ago or whatever, 20 years ago.
They've regurgitated it though, fine. That's what I'm saying. They regurgitate every 10 years, knife crime.
Yeah.
Oh, this, all that. I lived in London for 20 years. I never saw anyone get stabbed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, by the way. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
I looked at the figures and it hasn't really changed.
Since the 60s, has it?
Yeah. I mean, the most violent time in Britain, weapons-wise, was after World War II. Because people were coming back with so many guns, there were so many bank jobs being done and stuff like that.
Shell shock and, you know, people acting crazy. You know, horrific things. People got blood on their hands, haven't they?
Mm. Yeah.
But you can't say that because now is the worst time to be here.
I wish I could have loaded up that song by that guy, by the way. I'd have played it as an outro. I'll try to while we're doing this. I can't download it off YouTube because my YouTube downloader is not working. I think YouTube changed the algorithms. I can't share it. But anyway,
we can use it as we use it at a later date.
Are you?
He's telling me it's good.
It's Richard. Richard wrote a song called "Governments Always Lie." He's appearing at the Standing the Light. Is it
right?
Is Trevor Darren's well? The Light magazine. Yeah, Trevor goes to everything. He's always there. He's Trevor. I think he's
big up Trevor.
Yeah, I think he's got a portal at home. He just appears. He's time traveler. He's Trevor. It's Trevor John for anybody. Somebody put a comment on. I realise this. I think they've got wrong in the stick, to be honest with you. So it's not an attack or anything like that. Love the sheep farm, but generally wish they wouldn't rehearse their dislike of vegans as an homogenous blob. Yeah, as in all things, there are calculated grifters. That's us. But the vast majority are people who see all sentient beings as different but equal. In terms of their rights and bodily autonomy, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with any sentiment there. It's that simple. I've been a vegan for 20 years. It's not a diet. That's plant-based. I might differ on that one as well, the way it's been sold to people. But anyway, and I still don't get the prejudice or lack of respect. Well, there's no prejudice from me. I respect anybody's diet and wishes.
Yeah, my son's a vegan, by the way.
Exactly, yeah.
I've got no problem with vegans. Do what you want.
No, none whatsoever.
The point we were trying to make is leave other people alone.
Yeah. Well, it's
all right to have a conversation about it. Well, I think the point we were having and the point they're making is that it became weaponized, didn't it? It became another thing to turn people against.
That's the thing that you've got a problem with.
That's the point. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Not vegans. I've got no problem with a vegan. Absolutely none whatsoever. I don't eat meat myself, right? I'm not a vegan. I eat fish, so I'm not a vegan, but I don't eat meat myself. So.
Seb used to be a hardcore vegan and he used to go around ranting about it. Now he's calmed down. He's not as ranter. But I think pretty sure he's still vegan. He just didn't talk about it anymore. To be fair, I think the whole vegan thing's calmed down a bit.
Yeah, well, I also understand that people on a vegan diet, or if you want to call it a plant-based diet, who are doing it for health. Some are doing it because it's in fashion and they want to do it for a fad for a few. And some are doing it like this lady is here because she chooses not to harm animals, right? And I respect that. I respect that. Along the way, and respect somebody doing it for their health as well. Whether you call it plant-based or whether you call it vegan, it's, to me, I respect all of them. So,
someone put there, how do you know if someone's vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you. I think people have calmed down a little bit now. I think the whole thing's calmed down a little bit.
I think it's there ready to be popped back up again. That's my view. Because
do what you want.
When the global climate warming bollocks change, they crank it up even more. Crab Claws were saying, they're already saying that if this warm spell carries on, you know, we're not going to have any water.
Surprise, surprise.
It's weird because in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, I never hear them mentioned about
seem
that.
Seem to do all right, don't they?
Seem to do all right in there.
But like you pointed out, they've not built a reservoir since 1990s and all they do is deconstruct them.
Yes. So if you deconstruct them and then absolutely shaft all the infrastructure and take all the money out of the business, give it to the banksters, then what's going to happen? You know, in this country that we get unlimited amounts of water, if we're honest.
Look where you are. Yeah. There's nothing but piss it down.
Well, the lakes, right, they're so deep. I don't think they even know how deep they are up in the north there, in Cumbria and where have you, the lakes up there. I mean, they're just natural water resources. We aren't running out of water.
But only if they want us to.
Yeah, only if they want us to. Like that Nestle guy who's now head of World Economic Forum.
Yeah, Terminator Eye.
Terminator Eye. said. I took some videos, actually, some clouds. I'm going to play that video.
Mark mentioned an interesting thing.
Mark Devlin, by the way, we're talking about here.
No, I'm on about Bajerski, actually.
Bajerski's, yeah.
He put a... because I looked at it. There's a map. I forget what it was called. Find your spring. That was it. So you can find springs. And I actually looked at the map, and there was a few in Cambridge, and me and Lou went to one just for a little day out, you know, because they're usually nice picturesque places. And yeah, you can go there, and there's natural springs.
Didn't you say somebody commented that Eric Gill, that weirdo, put that statue on the BBC that they've now covered up with Perspex, by the way. He was a pedo with his daughters, Chris. He was also with his sister.
All right. Well, might as well, mate.
Yeah, it's called. And then he was. He also committed bestiality. That's what they call it when they do it with animals. But anyway, he built obelisks on the as World War One monuments.
Well, Eric Gill built World War One and I think World War One monuments all over England, because one of them's where I live, literally within a 10-minute walk from here. But then I saw someone sent me something on Instagram saying a lot of the war memorials were actually on the top of old natural springs, which I thought was very interesting, because then you're thinking, are they on some kind of energy or ley line kind of system? Hmm. And then they put the war memorial on there, which I believe, in my personal opinion, they're not there to commemorate the dead. They're there to celebrate normal humans murdering other humans.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion.
I'll put these pictures up of these war memorials that you're talking about. But the light obelisks out there. But it's a central point, isn't it, that obviously if they're built on ley lines, like we think.
And you think everyone, that's the one near my house, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And everyone goes up there at a certain time of year and lays a nice blood red wreath on it to come and, you know, spends money and energy and time to put that there. Like I said, they did it at my nipper school. You had to wear red, white and blue that day. And my missus said, oh, they've got to wear red, white and blue tomorrow to celebrate VE Day. And I said, what, to celebrate a lot of people getting murdered? Mm. And even my nipper burst out laughing. And I think that's what they are. I think that's what these things are. Like you said, a lot of them are obelisks, not just crosses. Yeah. And that's done by Eric Gill.
And this was that guy that did this. If you remember this going back, forget when this, 2022, was it?
Yeah,
that guy chiseling it down. Yeah.
Because people were discovering new stuff and the BBC were ignoring 1,000 people outside saying shame on you, which were never on the BBC. I think Trevor said he was there, wasn't he?
Trevor was there. Trev's here.
Teleporting Trev,
yeah.
He turned up there. But all the, I think there's three.
You should do a drawing of that, Chris.
There's three sculptures around there. And I looked at it as we were doing that Asher stuff. When I discovered Eric Gill did the war memorials. And every one of them is of a man with a small boy naked, his todgy out, and he's holding a flute, which I would say is a pipe or whatever you want to call it. They've actually given sandblasted it, haven't they? A little bit.
Yeah, they've redone it, yes.
They could have put a pair of undies on that kid.
No, they haven't put a pair of jockstrap on him.
Yeah. And what they've done there, they've tried to make him look kind of, I suppose, Jesus-like, the character behind him. But there's two other ones, and they've all got a little boy with a pan pipe or pipe piper.
I mean, if you were the BBC,
if you think about Pied Piper and he's holding that, and BBC's, you know, a propaganda channel leading you down a dodgy path, is that what it's signifying? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you think that if the BBC, with what they've gone through, you'd have thought the first thing they'd have taken down would be these statues.
Yeah.
Given
naked boys put up by a paedophile.
Yeah.
You'd like to think they'd wash their hands of it, wouldn't you? A little bit. Instead of putting a fucking bulletproof glass case around it.
Try us with your rocket launchers.
Cleaning it up and then putting a bulletproof glass case around it. Let's clean it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Anti-chisel case. Yeah.
Bastards.
I mean, I bet that cost a fortune doing that, right?
Absolute fortune.
And you're talking about one guy in however long that's been up there has tried chiseling it down. And it's that important that they've got to put a Perspex bulletproof rocket launcher proof glass covering on it. And also, if you think, you remember going back when they were pulling all those old statues down, say in Bristol of the...
Slave owners and stuff.
Slave owners, plantation owners, and stuff like that. And some of our forebears were in there, but that's history, man.
I don't think they should have pulled them down.
No, but stuff like this shouldn't even be up there in the first place, because somebody in the BBC knew what he was about before they put it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the BBC.
And we did some. Portraying. I did some, even the, yeah, the people he associated with, over, and people, yeah, people knew. I saw some old crone on TV go, oh, you know, he was just a bit, he was a bit sexually quirky.
Yeah.
What?
Mm. Is it, yeah, what you often hear is, he's a genius, though. He was a genius.
Yeah. I saw one article that said, the sculpt, what was it? The sculpture's amazing. The guy was a tyrant, but the sculpture's amazing or something.
Right.
Do you still take it now? It's got a naked boy on it.
He was forget that bit. The sculpture, it's irrelevant. The guy should be scrubbed from that discussion.
But going back to those slave owners, they shouldn't take the statue down itself. They should put them in a museum or put a plaque on it saying what they got up to. But you've got to remember, in them days, that was normality. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, there was a level of normality, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, our dad married a black woman, obviously. Yeah. And he had a dog, a black dog called the N-word.
Right.
In the 50s.
I remember him telling me that. Yeah. Said it wasn't him, it was his brothers that named it.
Yeah, but because it wasn't this, that was the colour for black. It weren't just a...
Mm.
Yeah, look, I've been called all sorts of names, but it was you can't trip back. If you trip back 100 years, you're going to find things that are different to now.
Mm.
That's or 200 years and 300 years. Mm. That we don't think are normal. They thought were normal, but
well, that
Eric Gill, that Eric Gill thing is not normal. that's can I play this video? I took this video. About a week ago, actually, but last Wednesday, I think it was.
Not wearing your underpants, eh?
I hope not. I hope it's the right one. I did actually talk into it, but I'm absolutely shite at taking videos anyway. But I think I caught what I needed to.
So this is where I live. Beautiful scenery. But then when you start pointing...
What, in a river?
Looking up, and I don't know if the camera's picking this up here. But look at the waves in the clouds.
I'm going to freeze it when it goes to that.
I'm probably not doing it justice because I'm shite at doing videos, but look at that.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's like sun's burnt an hole in it, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, that is the sun shining through there. And to be honest with you, I wish I'd now had a panned sort of down to see if there are some cell sites over the hill.
Mm. I was telling you, I saw one very similar and I was suspicious. I thought maybe it was doctored. You can't trust anything.
Mm.
And it looked exactly the same, and there was actually a tower going in up there, and there was a hole like that where the tower was.
Right.
It was very, very similar to that.
Yeah.
I saw a video on, I think Jessica sent me that actually, and it was a hurricane in Manchester.
Yeah, yeah, like one of those, what they call them? Like a mini tornado out there.
A mini tornado. I've never seen one of them in England before.
Dust devils, aren't they? Like that.
Yeah, but I've never. Yeah, like Tasmanian devil.
Yeah,
I've never seen one in England before. Have you?
Well, there were a black cloud went over Manchester apparently, and it started thundering.
Yeah, in the ear as well.
Right,
there's one in Cambridge. My missus and her mates, they told me about it. They said, "Did you see that black cloud?" And I said, "No," because it was boiling hot that day.
Yeah,
they said it approached. Thought it was going to thunder. It thundered. Didn't rain. They thought it was going to come over right where we are, and then it just vanished.
Yeah.
And you said you saw it on the news.
Yeah.
It's almost like someone's messing around with the weather.
No.
It's almost like it could be that intense rain over.
But just look into the distance there, right? Look into this, how far that was across. I could have gone more or less 180 degrees around there. It weren't behind me over the reservoir, but all of that there was those sound waves.
Yeah. Weird. And it does look like a sound wave.
My youngest said it looked like a sound wave, that, when I was dropping him at school. So when I was coming back, I stopped the car and did my shite video.
Well, I noticed this week when it's been scorchy for, except for today was cold, like 4 or 5 days, it's been really hot. And I didn't see one, well, a couple, but not like normal. The sky was crystal blue. And I said to you, didn't I? The clouds were fluffy white clouds like normal. Mm. But then you start thinking, but all those planes I normally see spraying around just out of my backyard here, where have they gone? So that means they weren't passenger planes going anywhere. because they're not, they haven't been there for the last 2 days, 3 days, 4 days.
Now you are starting to sound like a loony, Chris. You've gone from arty farty to loony.
Yeah, but it's been legitimised, hasn't it? That they're going to try and fire the heat back up to the thingy. And no better time for Matt Landman's meeting in Hyde Park.
No.
21st of June.
I don't know what's going on there. Let me get rid of that.
Yeah, Matt Landman's meetup in Hyde Park.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. What date's that on?
21st of June.
Right.
Where's my calendar? Yeah, 21st. Saturday, 21st of June.
Are you going to that?
I'm going to try, yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Because I ain't got anything else around to. I'm going to leave it clear. I'm going to go. I never go to anything like that.
It's only an hour away, isn't it?
It's only 45 minutes. Yeah, 50 minutes into London.
But yeah, anyway. The last Matrix I did was, I'm surprised it's still on, to be honest with you. The band, Aaron Russo, and left that Matrix on, which was all about 2020, 2021.
Yeah, it's because you're getting from the news, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised, but I am surprised. Obviously, the AI doesn't understand irony.
Yeah, well, they don't. But I do think it's a good idea to put some of them retro conspiratorial videos on.
Yeah, I do.
I think a lot of people won't see them.
No. Well, I'm trying to get it, so it's, I've got a portable hard drive that's gone a bit funky. I've sent it off to get reread. And I rung them up and asked them if they got it, and they said, oh, there was a problem with delivery. And I thought, oh, God. They said, well, we're getting it on Friday, apparently. But anyway.
Right.
So some of that have intercepted it, because it's got literally thousands of videos on that, of downloads from YouTube over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Back in the Wild West glory days.
Yeah, it weren't even then. That was the start of 2015, roughly, was the time when Google and all these Facebook and all these other people started putting Nazi controls on everything and communist controls. I remember them saying that, and I thought, I'm going to have to start downloading some of this stuff.
Yeah, because I moved here in 2013, and I still remember, because I was doing quite a hardcore, busy chef job, lying on my bed on my day off, listening to Wild West level YouTube. Still, yeah, and you're right, it was ramping up towards 2015, wasn't it? That's when it all started.
Yeah.
When they started announcing they wanted to bring, what they call it, online billing. Slowly started to do it, didn't they?
Yeah, it started to squeeze everybody. So it's a strange time to be alive, let's just say. Have you seen that? Let me try and get that video of... I'll have to take the audio out because I don't know if it'll... of what the call of that singer, Taylor Swift. And I don't know who the other singer is. She's about 3'6". She makes Taylor Swift look like Jar Jar Binks.
Average sized girl and boy.
Yeah, I was going to play it the other day. It's loaded up pretty quick, that. I was going to play it the other day, but... here we go. It should be all right. I don't know. It looks strange.
I think I know what you mean. I think I've seen it before.
She didn't look real. Yeah. Have you seen Elon Musk's dad talking about how he went with his... let me get this right. I think one of the nannies and had a child with her. So we catch this before it. Pause this. Look at the size of them.
Yeah, and that little bird's got a massive pair of heels on as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, see the size of her feet though. See the size of her feet.
Oh, geezers! I mean, Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
she moves like a geezer. Doesn't
Timothy
she?
Swift.
That's that. So that. Taylor Swift's supposed to be 5'12", I think. 5'11", sorry. Or 6... I think she's 5'11".
Right.
So she's the same size as me.
That girl, other girl, must be about 3'2".
2'3", yeah. Like Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
That just looks weird. Did they not think about that before they did it? Don't bend down, love.
Morning.
While you're down there. That is weird, isn't it? Look at the, when she thinks she's got geezer movements. She looks like she's a proper Nephilim.
And she's her boyfriend, I forget what he's called now, an ex NFL player. Yeah. He's just signed a deal, I think, with Amazon Podcasts for about $100 odd million.
Didn't he get X amount of million dollars from Pfizer as well?
Yeah, from Michelle Pfizer. He got $15 or $20 million pushing the Spearidges in 2021.
I mean, obviously you get different heights in people, but have you ever walked down the road and seen two girls with that differentiation of the height? It don't make any sense, does it? So she's, so if they're saying she's 5'11 stroke 6 foot, that means that in reality she could actually be 6 foot three, couldn't she?
Yeah. I'm going up the size of her feet. They're like, I don't know, an odd carrier's.
Size of her feet. No disrespect, you know. I'm sure she's a lovely fella.
Jar Jar Binks.
She's got her knees bent as well, if you notice. Yeah. Hunched over with her head bent to the side as well.
Yeah.
Stopping you from seeing the full 10 foot nephew.
Her earrings are bigger than that blonde haired bird.
That blonde haired bird could swing in them.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get them two off. I'm going to play that video of Elon Musk's dad. I think we might be able to play the sound on this. Hopefully.
Brought up in the street.
Oh, it's only a minute.
And then I said, she better come here. Have you still got the vehicle? Yeah, she's got the vehicle. I said, come here. So she brought the vehicle.
Can you hear?
She arrived here.
Yeah.
And she spent the next 3 weeks with us. And we grew up in the street. And then I said, she better come here. Have you still got the vehicle? Yeah, she's got the vehicle. I said, come here. So she brought the vehicle. She arrived here. And she spent the next 3 weeks with us. And we, with Rose and myself, and we got on really well. She'd grown up into a great-looking woman. And we got on extremely well. And, and then after a while she left.
You said that.
Because the boyfriend started crying and coming and lying on our doorstep and so forth, crying through the night and all sorts of things like that. So she decided she'll give this bloke another chance. And so she left. And then roughly two months later, she contacted me to say she's pregnant. So I said, well, can't be me. She said, well, it is you, because she hasn't been with anybody else. She went back with this chap, but they're just friends. So I said, well, all right. Well, then I wasn't too happy with that. So I sent blood samples. At that time, you could only do it like that, to Canada and cryogenically. And they confirmed in Canada that the child was 99.9% mine. So he's now...
I'm not too happy with that.
It looks like Al Pacino, doesn't it? What's his point? Why has he been interviewed? What's he talking about?
Well, he's been interviewed on that bloody... Do you know that guy that you saw, that woman who... That Patrick Beck David Vlad TV.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, apparently...
I'm not going to slag him off, but I'm not a fan. Yeah,
it was his stepdaughter. Anyway, so long story. That's a minute clip out of that. So, he apparently got her pregnant.
Why is he going on this TV thing?
I think he was giving an explanation as to why he was. I mean, she weren't underage or anything. I'm not saying right. Yes, right. That's not what I'm saying.
Right. But it's just a strange. I quite like the South African accent.
Yeah, in a sort of oppressive sort of.
I can't do it, but I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I'm not going to try. My missus can do a good South African.
South African. Yeah. I can do everything.
South African accent.
You're part African, you should be able to do elephant.
No, but it's South African accent.
Yeah, but you just put that hardcore element to it, don't you?
I can do York. I can do
Yorkshire South African.
No, the give me your what do you call it? Can I have your bank account details?
That's Nigerian.
In what part Nigerian?
Yeah, fair point.
you look more Nigerian.
Yeah, I do.
Little head and little ears.
little pinhead.
Square body.
Yeah.
He did look like Al Pacino, but anti-COVID, but...
I think I'm meeting up with Andy Covey tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah, she's coming to the clinic, I think. Is that not right, AC? For a vitamin drip?
JJ's cat looks like my other cat, Larry.
Does it? Where's he put his cat?
Hello, chap, JJ.
Oh, there, yeah. Oh, his crab claws in.
Oh, is that Jason?
Yeah. That's crab claws.
Everyone says he doesn't like Al Pacino. Yeah, he gave up Al Pacino vibes.
Yeah. Put it on the wrong one, that one.
Like we said, this is the most impromptu one we've ever done. I'd literally sat here and Dom said, let's go live.
Yeah.
So I've got no notes, nothing written down.
Oh, I think of that
see
one.
See what I've got.
Chris.
What? See, I would never
together
have thought...
a montage.
I would never have thought Greta Thunberg was part of some kind of orchestrated psyop, would you? Do you remember that Netflix show that came out?
And
it had a playing guitar outside of school. Who's videoing it? Why, you know, a girl plays guitar outside. If I could play my guitar outside my house naked.
Yeah.
Singing about
it. Do you know what I'm contemplating? I'm contemplating putting a presentation together. I won't call it the best of. Do you know, like, all the Meet the Flockers and all the other stuff, just pulling like 10 things out of that and putting them in a presentation and doing a live show on them.
Right.
So if anybody in the chat thinks that's a good idea, let us know. I'll do like
we're 55 minutes in with nothing. I think we could manage that.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying we can't manage it. I'm just saying, you know, obviously talk it. Reason it is when you see this Greta Thunberg. Yeah.
Someone said Greta's another male. Oh, maybe. I do feel sorry for the poor kid as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You have to.
I feel sorry for Jacko's cat.
Yeah, I do. What's happening behind it?
Morning. No, it's an angry little gitty's Jacko's cat.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. What
how old was she when she started Greta Thunberg?
I don't know. She was a young teen, wasn't she? When she went over on that Rothschild yacht.
You were at school.
To America.
So you do have to feel sorry for her.
Yeah. Oh, and a great uncle was the actual guy that came up with CO2 causes a problem with changing the climate.
Is he the Disney guy who did loads of voiceovers for Disney?
No, that's her actual granddad.
All right, sorry.
Come on, Chris. He did the voice. Her granddad did the voiceover for Monsters, Inc.
That's right. In a different country.
Yeah, in Scandinavia. Yeah, Scandinavia. Swedish or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the families of actors. Yeah,
which, I always say, I think that if you get a voiceover for a cartoon and you're an actor, I think that's just a cash cow. I think you've been handed something. Because they earn more than Hollywood films do, those animation things.
Well, you're
like
not actually having to act, are you, either?
Well, that's what I mean. It's an easy cash cow for a trained actor, isn't it? If you're a trained actor and someone goes, now I want you to be in Monsters, Inc., I want you to sit in this booth, read these lines, it'll probably take them a week, a couple of days or whatever, and it's done.
Yeah.
And we get paid a fortune. Bit of black goo on her second one there. What do you think? What do you think? Do you remember that old black goo? Is that the, what is it? Fight the what's it called? It that's supposed to be in the jibby jabbers. The what's it called?
Graphene.
Graphene. Is that what that's symbolising? Do you think?
Well, it were out at exactly the same time, wasn't it? If you remember.
Well, no, it were actually out years before in the conspiratorial world before 2020.
Yeah.
That was in loads of films and symbology like that. I don't know what year that came out with Greta Z on it. Yeah.
I'll download all these, actually. These are.
I mean, look her in that picture, the second one down there. She looks about 10. She's kind of gone off the radar now, hasn't she, as well?
Well, she's now kicking off about Gaza, isn't she?
Whether it's good or bad?
That it's bad. That's all what right. She's doing now. It's like a strange change of events where she's sort of gone anti. She's gone off the reservation, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody sent me these in. These are like those things I saw, aren't they? Where are we here?
Yeah, look at that one. It's a blanket. It's like the clouds have been there, or whatever's been there, and they've been shattered, isn't it, with a sound wave. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. I don't know what I've done there. I'm trying to make that picture bigger.
It's like watching beginning of Rockford Files.
Yeah. Don't get me playing Rockford Files again.
You don't want to split in half and all move around.
Yeah. Apparently, if you Google this patent, and I've not done it yet, but they're using these things to put them sound waves up. I think one thing we're sure is that all this stuff's been going on for so long, like Matt Landman's film proved.
But this is the crescendo fire. For whatever, well, maybe it's not. Maybe the crescendo's in 5 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's definitely leading up to summer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've gone odd again. Yeah, I've gone full pinhead there.
I think Quincy used to do it as well. What Quincy music?
Yeah. Do a close up of your nostrils there. All right. Well, what reason we're doing this tonight is because we're doing that live show on Saturday, and we're just gonna release this over the weekend. This is the show because obviously we're quite busy over the weekend, so we just thought we'd put something out there, let you know we're still around, even though I've done about 25 podcasts this week, or it seems like that.
Yeah, and also go watch you did one with Matt Bajeska.
Last Sunday.
How long was that for?
How long did we do that? About an hour and a half, something like that. Maybe a couple of hours.
I was out. I caught the back end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good chat, actually.
Yeah.
Good chin whack.
And also to mention that we think, I'll say it again, I think we've sealed a venue in London for September the 27th.
Yeah.
So if you email in, interested in tickets, to info@sheepfarm.co.uk.
Yeah.
And if we're getting a fuck, then we'll go ahead with it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've still got the Rockford Files video. I can remember when I played it.
what Quincy theme tune for? Do you remember Quincy?
I remember Quincy. I can't remember the theme tune.
Because you remember at the end, because you were an old bloke, weren't you, as well?
Right? Yeah.
And he'd, 80s TV show Quincy, if anyone used to watch it. And at the in the theme tune at the beginning, it showed him, because he was like a medical examiner, it showed him like looking at someone's skin. And then it panned back and he was tricking some young girl's thigh, wasn't it? And he was about 70. And, Quincy the ME. We used to watch that every week at 9 o'clock, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he were a medical examiner. And he'd do an autopsy. And he had a Chinese sidekick, didn't he? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And he'd always look over the body. He never showed the body because it was like 9 o'clock on a Wednesday or whatever. And he'd always go, and he always had a button teeth for her, and he'd go, "She just had a chance." And the whole episode, for some reason,
dropping fag ash in it. Yeah.
He'd go from being an autopsy guy to investigating the person whose autopsy we're doing. When in real life, he'd turn up and he'd be like, "I'm Quincy the ME," and they'd be like, "Fuck off!
What's he got to do with
I'm
you?
Investigating this.
Autopsy. I'm the coroner. Yeah,
I did an autopsy. I think it's suspicious, so I thought I'd override the cops and I'd come and question you. They'd be like, "Fuck off! Who are you?" Yeah. Then you end up in some kind of shootout situation. Quinter. Brilliant.
Jack Klugman, wasn't it?
Quinter. Is that the actor? Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on some boat. What was that boat thing? You were on that as well, wasn't it?
I don't know. But there were that. Y5O. That was more of a 70s thing, wasn't it? Starsky and Hutch and Y5O. YI5O, if you're in Newcastle.
Someone at COVID's put Chris's Jack Klugman with his witch piss. I never knew that was his name, actually. I used to know the theme tune as well, because the bit where he strokes the woman's thigh, it goes proper like... can't remember it. I'm getting it confused with Rockford Files.
All right, then, we're going to leave it there. if you're coming up to Huddersfield on Saturday, we'll see you there. If not, hopefully we'll see you at some other point. If not, join us next week and we'll see you there.
Also, quickly before we go, Fatty,
that's what we did with Mark last night.
We do it on every single thing we ever
end up going on for another hour.
But he said, whenever you say goodbye, you end up going on for another half an hour, and then we did it with him. Yeah, so I'll look out for Mark's release as well that we did with him for an hour and a half.
No, he's putting it on his Patreon this week, and then I'm going to release it in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I'm trying to find that Rockford Fire.
I was also going to say, don't be shy, if you come into the thing on Saturday, don't be shy to say hello, because I don't recognise people from their Instagram little thumbnail and stuff.
Yeah, it's just...
And we're not that far up his own ass not to say hello.
No.
Well, Dom is. Artifact. Dom is, I'm not. Yeah.
Chris is a bit arty farty.
What does that even mean?
Well, I don't know. It's good though, isn't it?
Chris is a bit arty farty. What does that even mean? If you fucking spot what, Billy.
What does any of the shite mean?
I don't know. Don't know.
All right then, we'll see you soon. Take it easy.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.